Australia's aged care providers are warning that they'll have to cut services and may not accept new high care residents if this year's budget cuts of over $1 billion go ahead. The government set out a change to the funding formula for aged care services in the budget, and while the Labor Party is promising a review, it's not guaranteeing to restore the funding. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Uniting Care Australia says a commission Ansell Strategic to ask 501 aged care services across the country how the budget changes would affect them. The chair of Uniting Care Australia's aged care network, Steve Chulin, says the survey looked at the care already received by 39,000 residents.
And what they found is that when these changes are fully implemented, the reduction in funding across the board for aged care residents is over $6,500 a year, which is over about 11% of the funding. The extent of these cuts are huge. If there had been $6,500 reduction in the aged care pension, we would see riots in the streets.
The government's budget says changing the funding formula would create $1.2 billion in efficiencies over the next 4 years. But Mr. Chulin says they fear the impact would be much more.
The consultants have come up with a number twice that amount, and we believe that the impact of these changes will have a huge impact on the ability for people to receive appropriate care, particularly those who have the greatest needs.
What kind of responses did the aged care providers give you in terms of how they might change the way they deliver services if these funding cuts go ahead?
Well, they would need to look at the areas in which complex health provision is made, so particularly around areas like physiotherapy, which is vital for people with arthritis and people who have chronic pain. And they would need to look at whether, in fact, they would be able to support people with really complex needs under the funding cuts which have been made. You know, they would have to decide whether they would accept people or whether they believe that the care which should be provided is better provided in hospitals.
Changes to the funding formula were first unveiled in the mid-year budget update in December. The latest round expands on that, and the government says it's in response to a projected $3.8 billion blowout in the cost of payments. Uniting Care's Steve Chulin says they accept the cost to the government must be managed, but he says a proper review of the true cost of care is also needed.
Yes, we understand the need to manage expenditure. People do need to realise that people coming to residential aged care, their needs are increasing as we have more people being supported in the community. But it is still quite possible to develop sustainable models where both objectives, managing costs and providing funding for decent care, can be achieved. And we would welcome the opportunity to work with government on that.
Labor has promised a wide-ranging review of the aged care system, including the funding model, but it won't commit to reverse the budget savings. Steve Chulin says Uniting Care's message to Labor is the same.
Whether it be the current government or whether it be the opposition in government, that's not the issue from our point of view. We really need people to understand that these cuts are too dramatic and going to have a really significant adverse effect on the well-being of older people.
The government says funding for the aged care sector will continue to grow and the changes will only apply to new residents or those needing reassessment. It says those with the highest level of need will continue to get the highest level of government subsidy. In a statement, the Federal Health and Aged Care Minister, Susan Lee, says she is concerned that the funding model is too complex and that changes are needed to provide certainty to providers and taxpayers. Ms. Lee says the government will consult with the sector on potential longer-term reform to the funding system.
Naomi Woodley reporting.